I'd like to open the Administrative Finance Committee meeting of September 10th, 2013. I'm Councilman John Cartier, and the person taking the notes of the meeting is my legislative aide, Brian Holleiter. I'd like to recognize the folks who have joined us around the table. Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Street, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Weiner, Councilmember Diller. Again, I'm Councilman John Cartier. Do we have members for a quorum?
Yes, motion to approve the minutes.
Oh, Councilman Smiley, didn't see you. Motion on table to approve the minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, the minutes of the previous Finance Committee meeting have been approved. We have no presentations. We have nothing on the consent calendar for this evening. Other resolutions. Resolution 13-206, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract in for Public Sector Incorporated for annual technical services agreement, previously bid Hanson Software for the Office of Technology, totaling $223,055. Yes, is someone from the administration want to talk about this? Ms. Smith, please.
Andrea Smith, Administrative Services. This is the annual maintenance for the software that was purchased under a bid, and it's currently used in the Department of Land Use, Treasury, and Special Services.
And specifically Hanson Software?
Correct.
Okay. Which is really a very key software system that is used in our Department of Land Use. I'd like to recognize that Councilman Retta has joined us at the table. Any comments, questions, members of council about Resolution 13-206? Okay, moving along. Resolution 13-207, which is titled Authorizing Execution of One Purchase Order Contract to KPMG LLP for Demographic and Economic Analysis for the Office of Economic Development, totaling $45,000. Councilman Smiley, did you want to?
You go first. I don't want to be redundant.
Councilman Smiley and I met with the Officer of Economic Development. Marcus Henry's in the room. We discussed this, and I think we're going to have an alternate game plan for this contract. And essentially, we're trying to study business and economic trends in the county to develop a database in order to inform our land use policy decisions. It's a very valuable analysis, and I think there's an alternate contract possibly in mind. I don't know if Councilman Smiley would like to add anything to that.
I was just going to make a motion not to discuss it since we're going to table it.
Yeah. But well, we're going to table it tonight. Mr. Henry, did you have any comments?
I think you covered it. Thank you.
Okay. We are going to look at another means to do this very important study, creating this data to help guide our economic development and land use policy decisions, and we'll await that tonight. We're tabling pending an alternate plan of contract.
Thank you.
All right. Resolution 13-208, authorizing execution of one sole source purchase order contract to N. Harris Computer Corp. for software maintenance of previously bid Nova cashiering software for the Office of Technology, totaling $26,220.04. Yes. Ms. Smith, who would like to talk about this from the administration? Yes.
This is the annual maintenance.
Please identify yourself.
I'm sorry. Andrea Smith, Administrative Services. This is the annual maintenance on the cashiering system for the Department of Finance, Treasury, and Cash Management sections. This was originally included in 08.
Okay. Thank you very much. And just a general question. When do we generally look at a software system and decide, you know, it's served its purpose and maybe we need to bid it to another, you know, have a competitive bid process and see if we can upgrade or enhance the functionality? Yes, sir.
Tom Peralta, Information Systems Manager. We generally let the departments make that decision, except in the case where a piece of specific hardware platform that we're running on is threatening to cause the replacement. In that case, we would push for it. This particular piece of software is very innovative. It's fresh. It's routinely updated. Recorder Deeds Office is also using it. It also accepts in all the payments for the Hanson system for tax billing collections. So.
Needless to say, another really critical piece of software technology that enables us to, you know, derive income for the county for these different income sources.
Definitely.
Process those income sources. Okay. Thank you very much for the information. Moving along, ordinances. Ordinance 13-068 to provide for the installation of Arlington streetlights in the High Hook Farm subdivision located in St. George's 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. This is under Mr. Bell's sponsorship. I guess I'm the chair. I'll kind of provide a little discussion about this. Many of these new subdivisions eventually require a light tax that we administer to provide for the cost of streetlights, and this particular style is the Arlington style to go in the High Hook Farm subdivision. Any, maybe Ruby, did you want to talk about the ordinance for the Arlington streetlights?
No.
And Councilman Bell's is not here. Okay. Self-explanatory. We do these very frequently, and time has come for High Hook Farms to request that streetlight tax for their streetlight for their subdivision. Any questions, concerns from members of council? Moving along. We have no item J, K, or L. Under other, New Castle County grant request. I think this is a very short agenda as well. For a grant application coming forward, supporting kids. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is a second year that they have asked for a grant, and I have again offered to help them. It's a nonprofit within my district, and they help everyone across the board with children that are grieving.
Okay. You want to make a motion?
So I move that we accept to supporting kids.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Not all voting.
Those opposed?
Not voting.
Smalley, not voting.
That still leaves you with 7.
Okay. That's the only grant request that we have for the agenda today. Expense and revenue roundtable. Councilman Smiley.
Since we are a little bit early and we have a few moments, it's unfortunate. I hope that, quite honestly, there'd be more representation from the administration, also council here. I'm just going to mouth off a little bit. I usually don't do that. We're going to take a shot. I'm more than a little bit concerned that this council, the employees, the staff, this county just went through some very difficult budget negotiations and process. Nobody got to do everything they wanted to do. And unfortunately, I don't believe everyone got a grasp of the ongoing financial difficulties of this county. And I'm more than a little bit frustrated that I request financial information that in my mind should be readily available, yet it takes an inordinate amount of time to get. And more of a concern to that, and I'll be very specific. I requested the financial costs, which I've done before, so it's not new, it's not attacking this administration, on the cost of the Sleep Under the Stars, both those that took place and those that didn't. It's very disconcerting to me that Community Services doesn't have a grasp of what these events cost, yet have scheduled 3 out into the future. You know, you can't leave the checkbook to this county wide open like that. You know it's tough going in. We don't know what the future is going to bring. Hopefully everything's on an uptick. But to schedule more events without having a firm grasp of what it costs to do it already, quite honestly, it's just fiscally irresponsible. That's one thing. The other thing that I guess really bothers me, in addition, is the additional hires that were requested for special services. This council, due diligence, chose not to fund those additional positions. And the battle cry went out from the administration about the deplorable condition of the buildings in this county, the way past administrations allow them to deteriorate. I didn't agree with it. Felt it was overly broad and, quite honestly, being distorted. That's my opinion. But then for us to open either the internet or the hard copy of the journal and see where the administration takes pride in the fact that the engineering, the layout, the architecture, the physical work that special services put into a bark park. What happened to all the work that needed to be done on the buildings that we needed to hire people that we didn't fund? I mean, to take credit and beat your chest that in-house all this work was done when several months ago this council was getting beat up on for not funding additional people. Fiscally, at the upper level of this county government, reality has not yet set in. And quite honestly, in the next fiscal year, my concern is, because we don't know everything that's being spent that comes through, that it's going to be a tougher budget than it was the last time. At least for me, it's going to be, and hopefully the rest of the members of council. We can't keep spending what's not there on the feel-good photo op things. I know it's redundant. I know I've been saying it for 8 years, and I'm going to continue to say it. It's unrealistic. It's fiscally irresponsible to schedule events when you don't. I understand you may not know what they're going to cost, but you should know what the ones prior to cost before you go having more. That's my vent for the day.
I just want to echo the concern that you raised, especially as a member of the Finance Committee chair, co-chair. Any respectfully proffered request on spending should be answered in a reasonable time frame. There's no reason not to have that. I think the citizens of this county want fiscal transparency and accountability, and we got to do our best to provide that. So as a separate branch of government, it's the responsible, and frankly it's our task to do that. So I just want to support you in that concern. Any other members? Yes.
Thank you. I just
Councilmember Kilpatrick. Yes.
Thank you. I just want to bring up an issue that I've been struggling with over the past couple of days. It involves Three Little Bakers.
Can we wait till other?
I thought we were in other.
We're in expense and revenue
range. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I will definitely bring that up. I would like to, just continuing the expense and revenue roundtable, ask the Finance Department when we'll have a retrospective on the FY 2013 projected versus actual budgets, how we did in the past year.
And my finance office, that is scheduled for next finance meeting.
Okay.
The checkbook update.
Okay. So,
and as far as the getting back the Councilman Smiley's request for that information, it should be provided either later today or tomorrow on those events.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Anybody else, member of council, have any comments on expense and revenue roundtable? Moving along, under other, yes, Councilmember Kilpatrick. Now.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Before you begin, one last time, I'd like to recognize Council President Bullock has joined us at the table. Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Okay, I'm on my third strike here now.
No, you're not.
Anything else before we start? I want to bring up the Three Little Bakers issue because, as you all know, the written opinion came in at the end of last week and was different than what we had heard from the bench. So over the last couple of days, I have written several emails to the county attorney. I know that Council Doolin has written several emails to the county attorney. I have written to President Bullock, and basically I asked for a briefing on this. And I'm bringing this up in finance because this is an ongoing expense to Newcastle County. So through the grapevine, it's my understanding that we are moving forward this Thursday with filing a motion for clarification on the 130 acres. I believe that council should hear this and not have, in person from our county attorney, and not have to hear this through the grapevine. I, as the sitting council person for that district, have not been contacted, have not been talked to by the administration nor the county attorney. And as of this morning at 10 to 11, I was turned down in having a briefing by them, that saying that we would not be holding the executive session in executive committee. So, you know, I don't quite know where to turn. This is going to be money that we're going to continue to spend. The other issue coming up here is that if a council person asks for a briefing, I believe it's within the legal definition of what our county attorney needs to be doing, and I don't believe that anyone else on this council can deny a sitting council person a request. So I don't know if we want to discuss this in here, if we want to discuss it under other in the executive committee. I'm kind of at a loss, I guess.
Well, I don't know what on the agenda is for later, but we got a few minutes now. I'm just going to say, for me as a sitting council member and co-chair of finance, we had discussions on not this specific topic, mm-hmm. but on the idea of this before. And I will say right now what I said some years back, and that is, if I want something on an agenda and the chairs of those of that committee refuses to put it on, I'm going to shop it to the other committees, or I'm putting it on my own. This isn't Dover. Right? We don't have the desk drawer veto. We don't have to take our legislation to a committee chair so they put their name on it in order to get a hearing. At the very least, as far as I'm concerned, the finance committee is, and this is me as a co-chair for the ones I do, will always be open to a council member. I think at the very least, we have a right to information. We should have put it on the agenda, request it accordingly, put it on the agenda, and if the administration chooses not to show and participate, let it be so noted on the recorded record that goes out on our web or whatever. And we keep posting it until such time as we get what we want. Either we, you know, I kept hearing, continue to hear, we're separate bodies of government, we're separate bodies of government. Well, either we are or we aren't. And if we are, we have a right to request information and be brought forward, it should. We've always, always opened these doors to the executive session whenever the law department felt a need to update us. We've never said, no, we don't want to hear it. So I agree. I think you have a right, and I think it should be on a committee. And if they choose not to come and fulfill your request, then that's up to them. But we as a council should work together to see that every council member gets an opportunity to have presented what they need.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I think the other part of this is that, you know, we have, in 3 short years that I've been here, the protocol has always been that the county attorney has come in and briefed us. I mean, on a major, and this is something major, this has been going on for years and years and years. We have outside counsel. We have spent a lot of money on this case, and we're going to continue to spend money. And I guess I find it very strange that we're not getting answers. I mean, if I want to go back to the only other administration that I worked under, which was Clark, I cannot imagine that Greg Wilson would not have been in here in a heartbeat.
Certainly, the Pike Creek Valley golf course issue, now in litigation and so forth, is a major land use issue for those communities in that region of the county. And, you know, this lawsuit has huge implications for their quality of life and for our land use policy. So I would urge the administration to please communicate with the district councilman, council member, regarding, you know, legal strategy, and as well as communicate with the council regarding that issue, since we are apparently at a crossroads in litigation, and we need to have more information. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
And I want to make it clear that this is not adversarial. I mean, this is information gathering. It's not that this council would say you have to move in this direction or have to move in that. And the things that I've heard through the grapevine, I'm not opposed to. I just want somebody to come in and tell this council what's going on. I think that's the protocol. I think that's the way it has gone on in this council for ever and ever, as far as what people that have been here forever and ever tell me. So I see no reason why we're changing strategy at this point. And does that set a precedent then for everything going forward for any one of your districts?
I see the county solicitor, Mr. Pepakai, has stepped up. I assume you'd like to make enter the discussion here, so please, sir.
Bernard Pepakai, county attorney. I'm not exactly certain what was said prior to my arrival. I just arrived approximately 2-3 minutes ago. But I guess, and I don't want to misstate anything, but it sounds as if there was some concern as to whether or not, I guess, information as it relates to county's involvement in legal cases has been forthcoming. And I don't know what the context of the entire conversation just now was, but just based upon my limited information, I believe it was dealing specifically with Pike Creek. And I just wanted to say that as far as if it was any kind of assertion that information hasn't been forthcoming, I don't believe that's entirely accurate. Matter of fact, I don't believe that's accurate at all. A little while ago and over the months, I believe Councilperson Kilpatrick as well as Councilman Sheldon asked me if there was any updates concerning this case, and in the event that there were, to the limited degree that there were, I did do exactly what I articulated. I received a short order, I believe, on Wednesday, and I believe I received the case on Thursday evening. And in both cases, as immediately as I received the decision or the order, they were immediately forwarded to those council persons. So I don't understand exactly, and today is Tuesday. I know there were several emails that went back and forth on Friday. I recently had a death in my family, and Friday I was at the office due to attending a funeral. So if by some reason someone felt that I was not as responsive as someone would have liked due to the death of my family, I apologize. But I have no idea where any of this information is coming from. As far as updating on legal strategy, I just want to be clear as well, is that I think there are certain things going on. There, a case such as Barley Mill, for example, or other cases that involve counsel, where counsel is a named party for the suit, you know, the law department would treat that differently than a case where it is not, counsel isn't a named client in the suit. Those are distinctions. And particularly in this Pike Creek case, counsel is not a named party in the suit. Now, that's not to say that the law department won't share information with counsel. I've been forthcoming with counsel. But
can I interrupt you?
Is it okay if I finish?
Just let him conclude your statement.
I haven't heard it, but if there's been any allegation that this particular county attorney has been withholding something, it is not accurate, it is untrue, and quite frankly, slightly offensive. So I just want to set the record straight.
Thank you. Councilmember Kilpatrick, do you have anything further to say?
First of all, this was not against you, per se. This was pretty much against the system and where we're going with this. I had asked, and Council Doolin asked on my behalf also, if we could have a briefing in the executive committee today. I have never received an answer from the county executive's office, nor have I received an answer from your office on emails that I have sent to you in the past couple of days, and as of this morning, I was denied the briefing in the executive committee this afternoon. So this isn't necessarily against you. You may not have had to make any choice in this, but this is a case in which council is involved. Tim and I spent an entire summer, along with our council and several other people, going through mediation. So to say that this is not something that council is involved in seems ludicrous, quite frankly. And all I want is we are going to continue to spend money on this case. I know that there has already been a meeting involving a or some council people in a briefing, and I think that the common courtesy on top of the normal protocol would be that the briefing comes to a full council. I have never had anyone tell me that we should not have a briefing to the full council on something of this magnitude.
Councilperson Kilpatrick, I am...
Mr. Pepikai, just identify yourself for the record.
I apologize. Bernard Pepikai, County Attorney. Councilperson Kilpatrick, I have attempted to always be forthright in my dealings with the council and yourself and provide whatever information that I can provide to you when I know it. I do think, quite frankly, and with respect, as county attorney, I represent the various departments and agencies, including this council. This council is a client. The Department of Land Use is a client. The administration is a client. Some things that involve county government may not involve other aspects of county government. And when it comes to litigation strategy, if you're talking about actual legal strategy, that's not necessarily... if it's dealing with one client, it's a difference between litigation strategy where counsel is a client and litigation strategy where counsel is not a client. If you're talking about update as far as what's going on, counsel is always welcome to receive whatever update I can provide you as far as anything happening or occurring. So I think there's a distinction. I think there's been some misunderstanding going on, because I did see some emails floating around. The last email I believe I received from you was on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And like I said, I was out of the office due to a death in my family. But you know, I think there were statements said that aren't accurate or suggest some things that aren't totally comprehensive. I think in one of the emails it was almost suggested as if the county attorney was not permitted to communicate with members of council without informing council to council, you know, and various things. And these things, just, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. But, I mean, if there's something that, you know, is desired from me, I have been an open book about it. I don't know where this is coming from. No one is hiding anything.
I'd like to go to Councilmember Diller and then Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Mr. Pepikai, I'm very sorry for your loss. I know it's difficult when you have a family member to lose a family member, and then you have pressures of the job. But the bottom line is, as council members, we have to vote on the budget. If there's a case, whether we're named as a client in the case, I really feel like we deserve a briefing. And if a council member asks for a briefing, I want to see one. I mean, I am furious about this. I am furious about this. And frankly, I expect Councilwoman Kilpatrick or Councilman Sheldon or any one of these people to get a briefing if they ask for it. Have I made myself clear?
Is that a question?
Yes.
If you would like a briefing, you can have a briefing. I don't know where you're... I'm a little confused. Again, I came in on the end of this conversation, so I don't know exactly where all this is coming from. But if you want a briefing on what's going on with the case, that's fine. I can give you a briefing as to what's going on with the case. We got an opinion on Thursday, and we're currently reviewing that agreement. I don't understand where the hostility is coming from, or, you know, and it seems to be directed towards me. But I apologize if by some reason I upset you to that extent.
Okay, let me just go through things here. Thank you for that. Councilman Sheldon's joined. Councilmember Kilpatrick, did you have a...
I'm going to defer to Carol if you want to.
Okay. And then we'll go to Councilman Smiley after our council, Carol Doolin.
If I may, Carol Doolin, council to council, and please accept my sympathy for your loss as well. And I do believe that there is some confusion. First of all, if you read the code, there is a difference between the county executive, county council, and county is defined to include both. So when the county is sued, the county council also is a client. I will tell you, as the benefit of my experience from 1995, both serving as council to council and as county solicitor, that briefings were always given to council on case strategy. And on even to the extent of soliciting input for strategy, for settlements, and for other things, not the least of which is this is a client, and under the rules of professional responsibility, and representing an organization, Rule 1.13 and Rule 1.4 in particular, which was something I was very concerned about working in your office, we have an obligation to communicate and to solicit input from our clients, and these are your clients. I have a personal concern that as counsel for this body, I was not provided a copy of the opinion. I understand that opinion was given to all of counsel. Council members called me and asked me my viewpoint of that opinion. I could not give it because I did not have a copy of the opinion. Why I would be omitted is beyond me. I am your colleague. If you would just let me finish. But there are rules of professional responsibility that we, prior county attorneys, have determined include that when the county is sued, the county includes the body of county council. And therefore, they are entitled to have input to the strategy and to, at the very least, have a briefing on the status of the case. That was requested by me to you, and I understand there was a circumstance, but I also sent it to your solicitor because I acted in the absence of the county attorney during my tenure there, and I know that they were requested by Councilmember Kilpatrick. So, I'm giving you the benefit of maybe 25 years experience, and it was the case prior to my coming here.
Mr. Pepukai, yes.
Bernard Pepukai, county attorney. And I understand the significance of Ms. Doolin's experience with the council, but I just caution Ms. Doolin not to underestimate my experience. I have been in the judiciary, I've served as the governor's legal counsel, and I have served as a prosecutor as well, and I have extensive legal experience as well, and I understand fully and completely the rules of professional responsibility. I try to accommodate specifically Council Kilpatrick and Council Sheldon's requests on being informed when something, I find out something. I found out and received the opinion after 5 o'clock on Thursday. Soon as I received it, I immediately forwarded to Councilperson Kilpatrick and Councilman Sheldon, and I CC'd the leadership with Council President Bullock and Council Pro Temp Penrose Hollins. I had no problem with distributing the opinion to anyone that wanted it. It's a public opinion. I just tried to accommodate. I apologize if my attempt to accommodate counsel by some reason or another caused some kind of confusion. But if you would like me not to do that, that's no problem.
I believe Councilman Smiley wanted to make a comment, and we'll go to Councilmember Kilpatrick. And then we want to kind of draw this to a conclusion.
I'm going to pass instead of just throwing more gas on the fire.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. And I have no problem with how this was initiated, that we asked you, we ask you every week if when the opinion comes in we could get it. Wanted to make sure that we got it and were able to disseminate it to our constituents prior to it going from somebody else, which worked well. We did exactly, you did exactly as we had asked you. For that, I thank you, and that isn't the issue. The issue here today is that I asked for a briefing, and I was denied. I don't know where the denial ultimately came from. I don't know if it came from your office. I don't know if it came ultimately from the president making that decision on his own. I don't think it's a decision that either, and I may be wrong, and that's why we have counsel in the room. I don't think that's a unilateral decision that either one of these gentlemen can make. I think when a council person asks for a briefing, they get a briefing. I'm not asking to be part of the strategy. I just want a briefing. I want to know what you thought of the opinion, what you believe to be the path forward, what our outside counsel believes to be the path forward. I want to be able to have a discussion with you, with Carol, with everybody on this council. That's what we've always done. I believe that's the protocol. I believe some of this that I'm concerned about, such as being a denial, is not within the purview of the office of the president. So that's my concern. My concern is not with you. My concern is not with how this was disseminated to us, other than the fact that Carol didn't get it. That would be some concern, and the full body. But beyond that, what you did for Tim and I is exactly what we asked you to do. And for that, I am thankful. And it went out to all of our constituents, and it worked. I'm beyond that. I'm to today. We expected to walk in here on Tuesday and have a briefing on what your vision of all of this was, what the administration's vision of this was, and how we were going to go forward, because we're asked every day. You can tell us we can't say a word. You can say whatever you want to us, but you've got to say something to us. We have got, if we ask, I believe that we have a right to have a briefing from your office.
Councilman Smiley and Councilman Hollins.
I want to ask Council to Council a question. It appears in the finance, doesn't appear in public safety for some reason, but again, appears executive. Under the note, the agenda shall be subject to change to include additional items, including executive sessions, or the deletion of items, including executive sessions, which arise at the time of the public body's meeting. My question to you is, would this body be in violation of FOIA if, under other, a motion was made to go into the executive session to receive a briefing, as this has come up during public comment?
Carol Dolan, Council to Council. Under the Freedom of Information Act, a body is permitted to entertain items that come up at the time of the meeting. That is correct.
May I follow up?
Yes.
Mr. Todd, would you be willing to run for the executive meeting, and should this motion pass, give us a participate in the executive session to give us what briefing you do have?
I have intent to stick around for the executive
session. Then be it known, it's my intent to make a motion to go into executive session for that purpose under other in executive session, and we can move this meeting forward.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Councilman Hollins, and we have a hand being raised for Jim McDonald from the administration. Councilman Hollins, you want to
There's no point.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Mr. McDonald.
I'm just beginning of the meeting.
It was about you.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. I do have your report. I wanted to review it with you, but I was late, so thanks for calling me out on it. No, I'm only kidding. I have your report that I'll share with you to make sure it's what you're looking for. We had read your note incorrectly. We thought you wanted it before the October 5th event, so it was kind of back burner, so there was really no intent to push it away from you. But I do have it.
And on behalf of council, I know I shouldn't speak on behalf of council, but I will. Maybe it's just me, but I tend to, if I get an email from someone, got it, we'll look into it, thank you. That seems to be extremely lacking through not all, but quite a bit of the administration departments. Just acknowledge to us,
Agreed.
That you have it, that it didn't fall into no man's land, or one of my many friends out there didn't hijack it.
Agreed.
So that would be helpful.
I'll make sure they answer you next time.
Just go to hell, we're looking at it. I mean, I'm fine with that.
I'm sorry, what phrase did you want to
go to hell?
Okay, I just want to make sure I put it correctly.
At least I'll be with family. Okay, with that, okay. I'm done.
All right, thank you. I think we pretty much hashed. Councilman Street.
I listened attentively to the entire discussion. And number one, these two individual council people, like the rest of us, have constituents that have concerns, they want answers. And we have an obligation to respond to our constituents. Second, the discussion prior to the case being ruled on, we included ongoing discussions with all council members with suggested input and strategy. Now, I quite frankly don't like where we are right now as a government. And I would respectfully suggest to everybody in the room, so long as we are substantively divided as a government, especially with legal representation, we run the risk of it being open season on taxpayer dollars because we're not doing what we're supposed to do to protect those dollars. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments under other? We're moving along to public comment. Any comments from members of the public? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second. All those in favor? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The meeting is adjourned for the
That wasn't eloquent enough.